Hey there, fellow gatherings of star stuff. Welcome back for another glimpse into the bigger world beyond. As of Sunday, April 20th, here are your space headlines. Falcon 9 launched successfully Friday, April 18th. This marks one major leap forward in rocket reusability. The first stage booster was outfitted with lander legs, though they weren't used at this time, but instead were added to measure performance while they were present. Initial data shows no significant negative impact. The booster also performed two controlled burns after separating, the first to slow down its descent back into the atmosphere, and the second to ease its landing in the Atlantic Ocean while aided by a parachute. Elon Musk, founder and CEO of SpaceX, said they were able to receive data from the booster for 8 seconds after splashdown, signifying it survived re-entry unscathed. The next step will be to employ a propelled landing on the launch pad for the first stage booster. The SpaceX Dragon module the Falcon 9 carried was launched without incident and has docked with the ISS, carrying with it 1.5 tons of scientific equipment, supplies, and other gear for the astronauts aboard station to use. The payload included the LaserCom assembly, which was mentioned in an earlier episode, a plant-growing module which will provide astronauts a chance to grow their own food, beginning with lettuce for the moment, several high-definition Earth-viewing cameras, an experiment to test how microgravity affects the human immune system called T-cell activation in space, and a pair of robotic legs for the onboard Robonaut 2 prototype. It also carried the latest batch of CubeSats to be deployed once aboard station. The Hubble Space Telescope turns 24 this month, appropriately enough, on the 24th. The multi-billion-dollar satellite has taken some of the most profound and insightful images of our universe, and continues to do so to this day. Even though it's getting on in age, for a machine anyway, it's still put to use in newer ways than its original design was ever expected to provide. Simply by upgrading its software from the surface, astronomers have been able to use the Legacy Telescope only just recently to observe the universe using a new method called spatial scanning. This technique allows it to make accurate observations at up to 10,000 light-years, 10 times further than it was capable of before. NASA reports the Lunar Atmosphere and Dust Environment Explorer probe, or LADEE for short, has crashed into the surface of the Moon. Good thing that's exactly what they wanted it to do. By keeping the probe in an ultra-low orbit, ultimately skimming at just 1 mile above the surface before it ran out of fuel, it collected unprecedented data about the lunar surface and atmosphere. One of its objectives, however, to determine why there is a glow on the horizon at lunar sunrise, remains a mystery. The atmosphere on the Moon is far too thin to scatter the light like Earth does, so scientists attributed this to lunar dust in the atmosphere. LADEE didn't detect near enough dust to account for this, so the mystery still stands. That's all we've got for you today. For more news about space and space-related matters, you can follow NASA and other related administrations and organizations on Twitter, Facebook, and other social media. Until next time, this is Smokescale Aquatus saying Happy Easter and keep looking up, space fans.